What?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, gentle listeners. It is I, your humble host, Bill Hatch III. I am at the Blog Talk Studio, Blog Talk Radio, Bald Spot Production Studios. There we go. Sorry, had some technical difficulties and barely got on in the nick of time. But I am joined over the phone as usual by my father, Chaplain Hatch. Hey, Pop, how you doing?
Doing well, and good evening, blog talkers everywhere.
Oh, and here comes Rudy.
Welcome. God bless you all.
And unto you.
Thank you.
So we are still in Romans, trudging along that Romans road. Let me change the from Joel from Saturday nights. Tells you how many times in the week I look at my Bible. I'm terrible. 15, verse 20.
Oh, okay.
It started.
Okay. Shall I begin, or are you ready to start?
I'm ready to roll.
Okay, then roll away, roll away.
So, and of course, as always, if you have something, say something, and happily interrupt, happily be interrupted. Okay, Romans 15, verse 20. Of course, I'm reading in the Amplified. We'll have other versions available as needed. Accordingly, I set a goal to preach the gospel, not where Christ's name was already known, so that I would not build on another man's foundation, but instead I would act on this goal as it is written in Scripture. They who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard of him shall understand. This goal, my commitment to this principle, is the reason why I have often been prevented from coming to you in Rome.
Okay. That's a good pause point.
Good pause?
It's a good pause point. Paul really wanted to be the first in different areas. Rome was already evangelized, but he still knew that he had to go to talk and preach literally the message to Caesar himself. But
right.
It was his plan ever while always going forward where Christ had not been preached. It's a noble desire if you can be a good linguist. It's a very difficult one if you really can't. But Paul was apparently learned enough in different languages that he could talk to people easily. And, of course, he would start off by going to people who had the same basic religious belief, meaning he would go to Jewish communities which were scattered all around the Roman world. That made it easier, you know, common things. That's why Jesus gave the Great Commission, said start with Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. He literally had them all starting with the home folks. You know, it wasn't to go out to all these different areas, but with Paul, he was set to be missionary to the Gentiles, and that's what he wanted to do. And he quoted from Isaiah 52 as his reference. Of course, they didn't say chapter and verse back then. That's just a blessing we have. But in Isaiah, it does indeed talk about, you know, they who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard of him shall understand. And so he based his ministry on that. And it was because of that ministry that he was delayed getting to Rome in the first place. Until the Holy Spirit was really ready for him to go, although we could certainly get into a deep theological discussion on that, but not on this show. But it really does deal with that he was really wanting to see them. But in verse 23, he thinks he's reached everybody else, so he wants to go to Rome. And that's what it was in verse 23. I have heard for many years a longing. I've had many years a longing to come to you. But he kept having other things come in, you know, works of the Holy Spirit that just got in the way of what he wanted to do. And how true that is for Christians today. We should let the Holy Spirit take us to places, not have us try to decide on our own. But he really... Yep. Mm-hmm. But he has always had the longing to go to Rome. And even though he knew there were already Christians there and the word had been preached there, he wanted to go. Maybe it was overpowering, as I said earlier, about wanting to preach literally to Caesar himself. We do know that as a Roman citizen who was under criminal judgment, he had to go before Caesar.
Right.
There was no other court line that was going, you know, that was allowed for him as a Roman citizen. He had that right and he exercised it. So we faithfully know that he did do that. And he may have actually done it twice because the scripture doesn't talk about it. He may have actually gone before Caesar the first time.